Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the Hale Community Blood Drive with Michigan Blood, Judy Herbelsheimer. How are you today, Judy?
Doing good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and always a pleasure to talk about, giving blood and about In His Presence Hale Assembly of God. You guys really do a lot for the community.
We try to. We're really excited to be able to partner with Michigan Blood, especially in doing these blood drives in the community. Right now is a big time that they need blood in the winter time, and especially with snow coming and things like that, you know, their blood supplies are down in the winter, so we want to help them out however we can.
Boy, no doubt. Well, tell us when your blood drive is taking place, Judy.
So the blood drive is Friday, March 2nd, and it's from 2 in the afternoon until 7 in the evening, so hopefully people can swing by during the day, or if they work, can come after work. It's at In His Presence Hale Assembly of God, which is located at 3716 M65 in Hale, and we're just north of the fairgrounds entrance, so you know where the entrance to the Iasco County Fairgrounds are. We're just a couple of driveways north of there, and there'll be signs out front for people to be able to find it.
Just going to say, now, in terms of people coming out, do they need to make an appointment? Can they? Are you taking walk-ins? How's it going to work tomorrow?
We can do either way. Appointments can be made either by going to the Michigan Blood website at miblood.org or by calling Michigan Blood at 1-866-MI-BLOOD, or they can just walk in. Walk-ins are also welcomed.
All right. Anybody who's within the sound of my voice who's old enough and healthy enough can give blood tomorrow.
That's right. Donors have to be at least 16 years old, and if they're 16, they do need to have a parent to give parental consent. Donors who are 16, 17, and 18 have special height and weight requirements, but 19 and older, you just have to weigh at least 112 pounds, and then they'll go through a little health history with you, do your vitals, make sure that you're healthy enough to be able to donate blood at that point in time.
Yeah, and not only are you helping out people when you give blood, you're kind of helping out yourself, because you guys got a nice drawing going on for anyone who comes on out and attempts to donate.
That's right. Michigan Blood is doing a drawing right now for anyone who donates during the next month and a half, 2 months, for a two-night stay at Great Wolf Lodge, which would be fabulous for a family to be able to do. It does include water passes as well, so, you know, not guaranteeing someone in our area would win it, but it would be fabulous if we had someone from around here be able to win that and take their family on a little mini dream vacation.
Boy, why not? And you know what? Even if you get turned away for some reason, as long as you show up and register, you're in that drawing.
Yeah, all you have to do is attempt to donate. So if your hemoglobin's too low or your blood pressure's too high or you're on some medication that you can't donate, you still get in the drawing just for coming out and attempting to donate blood.
That's right. So again, it's happening tomorrow afternoon. I like the hours, 2 to 7, because as you mentioned, it gives people a real chance to come on out and give tomorrow.
Yeah, whether you're working and you have to swing by after work, or you have, you know, time during the afternoon, or even if you work nights or evenings, you can come in before you have to go into work. So trying to make it an opportunity that anyone can be able to come out and donate blood.
That's right, and it doesn't take very long. Up to about an hour or so?
Yeah, they tell people to plan on an hour. Yeah. You know, they'll have you register, fill out some paperwork, then they do your health history and your vitals. They have you drink a bottle of water so you're well hydrated. Donating blood only takes about 7 to 10 minutes for most people, and then afterwards, they have you wait in the snack refreshment area for about 15 minutes to have something to eat or drink and make sure that you're feeling okay before you drive yourself on home.
Boy, no doubt. And who has a problem with being in a snack and refreshment area, right?
Exactly. And we just usually sit there and chat and get to know each other. It's a really good time to kind of hang out and get to know people from our community as well.
Very good. Now, once again, if they want to make an appointment, how do they go about doing that, Judy?
Probably the best place is just to go online at miblood.org and then just click on the donate, and then you just put in your zip code and it'll tell you all the blood drives that are closest to you, and ours should pop up first because it's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right, it should. And now if they want to learn more about your church, Hale Assembly of God there, you've guys got a website also.
That's right. It's www.haleag.org, and there's lots of things always going on at the church. We have movie nights the second Monday or Sunday of every night for families. We have children's ministry. We have women's and men's things going on. We have our regular services. We have youth on Monday night. There's something for everybody.
You bet. That is In His Presence, Hale Assembly of God on M65 there in Hale. Just stop on in. Give blood tomorrow from 2 till 7. Michigan Blood Drive going on there. And Judy Herbelsheimer, I know you're busy, Judy. Thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin.